بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكر ضعف القلب. باب ذكر ضعف القلب. The chapter with the mention of the weakness of the heart, that from the illnesses and the diseases that can inflict the heart is that it can become weak, that it can become weak in its faith and reliance and dependence and sincere belief. And whenever the heart is exposed to weakness, then likewise the actions, they will become weak accordingly. And from the weakness of the heart is that a person, he'll be afflicted with cowardliness and with stinginess and greed. And this is all proceeding from the weakness of the heart, that he will be weak and afraid of the people and scared from what the people may think about him, or whether they would accept him or not accept him, and showing preference to this over acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and showing preference to the desires and to the whims over the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of fear of blame of the people. This is from a weakness in the heart, that a person, he will fear the people, and he will fear the blame of the people, and he will compromise his religion based upon that, or he will fear not being accepted, or not having companionship or friendship from mankind, then he will sacrifice his religion for this. And this is from the weakness of the heart. In this life, it is a test, it is a trial, and the hearts, they are tested in this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tries the believers to purify them and to clarify who is sincere and truthful, and who is insincere, and who is lying and not truthful or dishonest with regards to their faith. So this is an affair of the heart, that the heart can become weak. Contrary to that is the heart that is firm, and the heart that is strong, and the heart that is full of it tawheed and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a heart that is full of certainty with the promise of Allah and the decree of Allah, certainty with the command of Allah, and that nothing happens in this life except for with the permission of Allah, certainty in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and certainty that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah, and that his guidance is the true guidance, and that his path is the upright way, and that the pleasure of Allah lies in submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal and following his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inwardly and outwardly. So the heart can become firm, it can become strong, it can become solid, become upright and good, and likewise it can become weak and deficient. And this is with regards to the faith in the heart. So he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala wa qawlillahi ta'ala, and the statement of Allah the Most High, wa rabatana ala qulubihim al-ayah, and we had strengthened their hearts. The author, he says, until the end of the verse. This is a verse from the verses in Surah Al-Kahf with regards to the story of the youth who fled to the cave. And at this time, the king of their land. He was a disbelieving king, and he had great authority. And the people of their lands, likewise, they were disbelievers. And the king, he called to the worship of idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people, likewise, they were upon falsehood. But Allah azza wa jal, he guided these youth, and they were youth. They were young boys and young men, and they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah increased them in faith. Fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. That they were youth, they were young men. They were young men who believed in Allah azza wa jal, and they were firm in their belief, and Allah increased them in faith. And Allah, he said about them, وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. And the verse continues, إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And we, رَبَطَنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ, meaning we strengthened their hearts. We strengthened their hearts with the light of faith, and we gave them firmness and made their hearts firm. And إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they stood up and they said, pronouncing their faith, that our Lord, and the king and the people around them are calling them to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. But they stood up sincere in their faith, and they faced them. And they were not cowards, and they did not back down, and they were not afraid to say the truth. Rather, Allah aided them, and He strengthened their hearts and made them firm, and gave them success until they stood up in the face of their people. And they said, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. We'll never supplicate or call on or invoke anyone as a God besides Him. And he said they were firm. They were firm in their faith, and they're truthful in their creed and their belief, and they faced this great trial going against their whole society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He aided them, and He granted them success, and He made them a sign for mankind. And this is the case for a believer, that whenever he is asked, he knows. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ. If it's said to you, who is your Lord? A believer, he knows. رَبِّي Allah. رَبِّي Allah. This is a firm example of here, of a person standing firm on his creed, on the creed of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, that they are firm upon this affair. That they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. We'll never call on any other God besides Him. We'll never call on any other God besides Him. And this is the foundation of the deen. رَبِّي اللَّهِ أَلَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ هُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He is the one I worship and I call on, and there is no one for me besides Him to worship. Yani, this is what they said. They said the same thing. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبِّي اللَّهِ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي رَبَّ جَمِيعِ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا هُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He is the one who I worship and invoke and call on, and He is the one whom I love and surrender myself and submit to in obedience, and there is no object of worship for me besides Him. And they have it, Tawheed. And therefore, the one who is firm like this, and he knows his Lord, and he surrenders and submits to Him with obedience, inwardly and outwardly, then he will have the aid and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the youth in this cave, and they're an example for the believers. And Allah, He saves the believers. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And those, and in this manner we save the believers. So the believers, they'll go through hardship and difficulty, and they'll be tried and tested in their faith. But those who are sincere in every situation and circumstance, then the outcome is for them. And the good outcome and the aid and help will come to them because of their firmness. And here the people of knowledge, they mentioned about this verse, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. يعني الرَّبْطُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ. What it means here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He aided their hearts. يعني الرَّبْط, literally it means to tie. A bond, رَبَطَ يَرْبِطُ, to tie a bond and to tie a knot, to tie a bond and to tie a knot. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He's referring to here is that He strengthened their hearts, and He made their hearts firm, and He made their hearts tight and strong with their bond and their faith and their creed and their aqidah and their belief in Allah. And Allah aided them and strengthened them with the light of faith. And Allah aided them and strengthened them with the light of faith. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, وَالْرَبْطُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ عَكْسُ الْخِذْلَانِ عَكْسُ الْخِذْلَانِ الْرَبْطُ. And the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will strengthen the heart. الْرَبْطُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ عَكْسُ الْخِذْلَانِ. Yani that strengthening the heart comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fact that Allah, He will strengthen the heart. And He will give the heart success and make it strong and firm. Firm upon sincere faith. This is the opposite of khidlan. Khidlan, literally, it means abandonment. Literally, it means abandonment. In other works by Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned that the people of knowledge have agreed that at tawfiq huwa alla yaki laka Allahu ila nafsika. At tawfiq is that Allah will not entrust you to yourself. Meaning He will be the one to guide you and to direct you and to set the affairs in order for you. And He will aid you and He will help you and grant you success to believe and to apply the belief properly. This is tawfiq. Tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal, that He will give a person the success to have the proper belief and understanding, and likewise the success and guidance to apply that. So this is tawfiq. And this is what he's referring to here. This is a rabtu ala al-qalb, that Allah will give a person success. He will guide them to have the proper and the firm understanding and correct belief and to apply that in the best manner. And the opposite of that is al-khidlan. And he mentioned likewise, rahimahullah, wal-khidlan and yaki laka Allahu ila nafsika. Al-khidlan and yaki laka Allahu ila nafsika, that Allah would entrust you to yourself. And He would leave you to fend for yourself and to think for yourself and to seek guidance for yourself and to aid and help yourself. And He will not direct you and guide you and aid you. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah from this. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Oh Allah, do not entrust me to myself for the blinking of an eye. For the blinking of an eye. Whether a believer, he is always in need of the guidance of Allah and the help of Allah. And the aid of Allah, and the mercy of Allah, and the protection of Allah. And whenever a person, he falls into sin, it's because he has turned away from that and he has been left into his soul. He has been left to his soul. So here, this is the issue here. وَالْرَبْطُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ عَكْسُ الْخِذْلَانِ. He says, فَالْخِذْلَانُ حَلُّهُ مِنْ رِبَاطِ التَّوْفِيقِ. And الْخِذْلَان is that the heart would be undone from the bonds of التَّوْفِيقِ. At-tawfiq. And so the tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jalla is whenever the heart is bonded and the faith is bonded tight on the heart and the creed is firm in the heart. And khidlan is contrary to that whenever those bonds become loose. Whenever those bonds become loose, just like a knot, whenever the rope is firm, whenever the rope is firm and tied tight, the bond is tight. And if it becomes looser and looser and looser, eventually the bond it becomes weak, and then it can become untied, and that which was held down will get loose. Like this, the faith, if it is bonded firm, it will be tight in the heart, and it will be firm in the heart, and it will be strong in the heart. But it can become weak, and those bonds can loosen and loosen and loosen, and even eventually the faith can go away. Waliyadhu billah, waliyadhu billah. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, tunqadu ura al-imani urwatan urwa. إِذَا نَشَأَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. That the bonds of Islam, they will be undone bond by bond. They will be undone bond by bond. Whenever people will be raised in al-Islam and they don't know al-Jahiliyyah. They don't know al-Jahiliyyah. They don't know ignorance. Yani the days of ignorance and the ways of falsehood. Because from the means to be firm and to be upright and to be steadfast is to have knowledge of the truth in detail, and likewise to have knowledge of falsehood in detail in order to avoid that. And from this aspect we see the efforts the people of knowledge have made in authoring the likes of these works to clarify the avenues of falsehood and the issues that are impermissible and haram, rather, like for example here, the major sins, in order to be aware of them and to avoid them upon knowledge. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah, He says, and like this, in this manner, we clarify the signs, and in order for the path of the way of the criminals to become clear. So here we see that, the opposite of that, The opposite of the rabt of the heart or the tawfiq is that those bonds will be loosened and be undone. Will be undone. At this time, what will happen? Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَيَغْفَلُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ. At this time, he will be heedless from the remembrance of Allah. He will be heedless from the remembrance of Allah. وَيَتَّبِعُ هَوَاهُ وَيَسِيرُ عَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And he will start to follow his desires. And over the command of Allah and over the guidance that he knows. And then at this time, his affair will be in disarray. And he will be in complete confusion and chaos and loss. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّبْتُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ شَدُّهُ بِرِبَاطِ التَّوْفِيقِ فَيَتَّسِرُ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ وَيَتَّبِعُ مَرْضَاتَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيَجْتَمِعُ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلُهُ. And the opposite of that is whenever Allah Azza wa Jal, he will strengthen the heart. And he will make the heart firm with the light of faith. And at this time, a person, he will have the bonds of tawfiq and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his heart will be connected to the remembrance of his Lord, and he will follow the pleasure of his Lord. And at this time, all of his affairs will become united, and they will become together and organized and set in place for him, and everything will fall in order. And this is the case for the one who is sincere with Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe he will go through hardships or difficulty, and his affair will be hard and tough for him. But if he submits and surrenders to the command of Allah, and he takes the means that are legislated for him, he will find that in the end, the affairs will fall in place for him. And that hardship and that difficulty will go away. And that which he had preceded, or that which he had pursued and did not come for him, or that which has proceeded from hardship and difficulty will actually, in reality, be a blessing for him. And it will be a means of goodness for him whenever he's patient in that affair. And he will see that the outcome was for him, alhamdulillah. This is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. Yani we made them firm. We made them firm and we strengthened their hearts. And by giving them patience. This means they have sincere trust and reliance upon Allah. The one who has a strong and a firm heart is the one who has a sincere trust and reliance upon Allah. Mm-hmm. And belief in Allah and the decree of Allah. And that whatever happens is from the command of Allah. And from the permission of Allah, and it will be patient, and put his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take the means that are legislated to achieve the good of this life and the hereafter, and to be safe from the harm. And if he is tried by something, he'll be patient, and in this manner, he will have success, and he will have a strong heart. And every situation is good for a believer, and the one who has a strong faith and trust and reliance upon Allah. But if the heart becomes weak, then the weakness will enter into his life likewise, and the weakness in his trust and reliance upon Allah, and the weakness in his certainty of the meeting of Allah, and the weakness of his certainty of the decree of Allah, and the provision from Allah. And the heart, if it becomes weak, it will compromise the religion, and it will sell part of the deen for the dunya. And you will find a person that he will embark upon transactions, for example, that are clearly impermissible, but he's afraid that he will lose his sustenance. And this is because of a weakness of the heart and a weakness of the certainty. And every soul has been promised that they will have their provision. So a person who has certainty in that, then he will not seek his provision from the haram and the impermissible means. Rather, he will suffice with that which comes to him from that which is allowed. And this is from his certainty and from his strength and his faith. But if that weakness in the heart comes, then he will compromise these affairs, and he will compromise the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal for the glitter of this life and the glitter of this dunya. And this is a great trial. And the fitna in the end days will be strong, and the fitna in the end times will be great, until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned about the great trials that will come. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That a man, he will come in the morning as a believer, and by the evening he will be a disbeliever. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And because of the great fitn, the great fitn and the trials of the shubuhat and the shahawat, and in the evening he will be a believer, but by morning time he will be a disbeliever. He'll be a disbeliever. He had disbelieved. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِغَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his religion for a portion of this life. He will sell his religion for a portion of this life. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the one who at the times of trials, he follows the example of these youth, these young men. They were not afraid. They were not afraid to be Muslim. They're not afraid to announce their faith, to go against their people, to differ with them. They're worshiping idols and they're calling on gods, and they're being called to that. They did not compromise their religion. They did not compromise their religion like we have today. Many of the Muslims have been tried by this affair, especially in these times, and one of them will compromise his religion and put up a Christmas tree in his store, in his home, waliyadu billah, to please the disbelievers. But this is from a weakness in the heart. This is from a weakness in the heart. And one of them will pray, they'll play the song Jingle Bells in their stores and the likes, waliyadu billah. And this is the chanting and the singing of shirk, and the jingle bells, waliyadu billah, and the meanings that are found in the likes of these songs that they sing. They have names for them. Yani there, huh? Christmas carols. Na'udhu billah. Christmas carols, nam. And they say about Santa Claus, that he knows if you've been sleeping, he knows if you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. And he said, they say that he knows, this man, he knows if you've been sleeping, all of you. And he knows if you're awake. And he has the rububiyyah then. And he has the asma wa sifat. He has the ultimate hearing and knowledge of all things. And so you better be good for goodness sake, because he knows. And so subhanAllah, they have given this man the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is what they're singing. And jingle bells, jingle bells. Santa's on his way. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. This is to compromise with this is from a weakness in the heart. A believer, he hates that and detests that, and he will stay away from that and leave that, and he will not cooperate with that whatsoever. He will leave that and turn away from that. Waliyadu billah. With amaru billah, we maru kirama. Whenever they see this falsehood, waladina la yashaduna zur, and they do not witness the zur and the falsehood. And from that falsehood that is witnessed here is the falsehood of the celebration of the disbelievers. Waliyadu billah. So this is from a weakness in the heart. But a believer, he will not be like that. Rather, he will hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will make his heart firm. And that means that he will be truthful in his faith. And he will follow the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will free himself from that with moderation. He will not take their right. He will not violate them. He will not shed their blood. He will not speak ill to them and call them names and the likes like this. But he will avoid that and he will leave that. And if he had a chance to clarify the falsehood of that in the best manner, he will do that. ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. This is what he would do. And this is the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if he's not able to do that, he will avoid that and leave it. At least he will avoid that and leave it, and he will never participate in that. He'll never participate in that. This is from the weakness in the heart. But the one who has the firm heart, then he will avoid these things and he will stay away from these things and he will leave these things. And so this is the case. And the one who does that, then Allah will increase him in faith. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى. And Allah will increase those who follow the guidance and guidance, just like these people, just like these youth here. And the fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum huda. That they were youth, they believed in their Lord. They were truthful in their belief, and we increased them in faith. Meaning we gave them firmness. In the times of difficulty, we gave them success to bear that difficulty and to be patient with sincere faith and to be truthful. So likewise, a believer, if he follows the guidance that he knows, then Allah will give him more guidance, and he will increase him in guidance, meaning he will make him firm, and he will strengthen him, and he will keep him steadfast and upright, and he will guide him to say that which is proper and best in every circumstance, and he based upon knowledge, and likewise to do the same thing in the action. This is the tawfiq that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever the heart is firm and solid with the light of Iman, with the light of Iman. Likewise, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who follow the guidance, those who are firm upon the guidance and the knowledge and the application of that knowledge, then we will increase them in guidance and give them their piety. We'll increase them in guidance and give them their piety. So this is an example of someone being firm upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is from youth, young men. But likewise, there are other examples in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the examples likewise in the biographies of As-Salaf As-Salih. But from the examples is what Allah, he mentioned about Ummi Musa alayhi salam, and whenever she had cast him in the yam, in the sea, and he is alone like this, and then the people had picked him up. Yani, it's mentioned about her that Allah, he said, وَأَسْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, and the mind, the heart of the mother of Musa became empty. Yani, empty from the thought of anything else. She's only worried about Musa this whole time. Yani, after she was commanded and she was ordered to not grieve or to not fear and the likes like this, but still she did that, and she became worried, greatly worried about her son. So Allah, he says, إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَن رَبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And she was about to show that, meaning she was afraid the people that had the child, whose child is this? And she was about to say something and to expose the situation that this is my child like this. But Allah Azza wa Jal, رَبَطَ عَلَى قَلْبِهَا. Allah strengthened her with faith and لِتَكُونَ مِنْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that she can be from the believers. So here Allah gave her firmness and gave her certainty and gave her sincere faith in the decree of Allah and the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and she surrendered and submitted and was patient, and the outcome was for her, and he was returned back to her. Yani, in this manner. So this is the case, a believer, whenever he's patient, whenever he faces a hardship and difficulty, he surrenders and submits and returns to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah will strengthen him. After this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the statement of Allah, the meaning of which is, حَسِبَ النَّاسُ, did the people think, أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, do the people think that they will be left to say that we believe and they will not be tried? Yani, that is just sufficient to make the statement only, we believe and they will not be tried? Allah, he says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, that verily we have tried those before. Verily we have tried those before them, and we have tested them, and he tested them in their faith. فَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, so that verily Allah will clarify the certainty of those who are truthful. وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and likewise make it clear and certain those who are liars. Those who are liars. So those who say they believe, they will be tried. They will be tried. There's a trial in the faith. حَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرَكُوا وَأَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do they think that they will be left to say that we believe and they will not be tried? And they don't think that. Rather, they will be tried. And the fitna here, the people of knowledge, they mention al-fitna, al-ikhtibar, wal-ibtila, wal-imtihan. It's a trial and it's a test. And some of the scholars of the lugha, they mention that the word fitna in its original meaning, they would say in the Arabic language, fatantu al-fidlata wa al-dhahab. Fatantu al-fidla wa al-dhahab. Iza adabtuhuma bin-nar liyatamayyaza الردي من الجيد, yani that they would take they would use the word fitna to determine the pure ores from the gold and the silver, and they would put the gold and the silver in the fire to purify it, to see which one was pure, or to cleanse it and to test it to see which one is pure and which one is mixed up, or which one is good and which one is bad, yani from the gold and from the silver, and they call this fitna. This action here of putting the gold and the silver in the fire and testing it and in order to see how much of it is pure and how much of it is good and how much of it is filthy, and the likes like this, they'll put it in heat. This is called fitna in the Arabic language. So likewise, this is the issue of the fitna, yani that people will be tried. And in this meaning, likewise, has come, يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. And in the day that those disbelievers, they'll be in the fire, yuftanun, they'll be tried, meaning yuhraqun, meaning they'll be burned in the fire. And they're going to be burned in the fire. They're going to be tried, and the fire, meaning punishment, they'll be punished with flames. They'll be burned in the fire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ يُحْرَقُونَ بِالنَّارِ يُحْرَقُونَ بِالنَّارِ. Just like the meaning here. So the issue of the fitna, now what is intended here is that it's a trial and a test. فَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, so that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make certain and clear that it will be known for those who are truthful and those who are and those who are liars, and those who are liars. Ibn Qayyim likewise, he mentioned about this, he said, "Inna afdala al-ata wa ajallahu ala al-itlaq al-imanu wa jaza'uhu wa jaza'uhu wa jaza'uhu." He said the greatest, the most virtuous of all gifts, the most virtuous and the greatest and the best and the most noblest of all gifts is, and absolutely, the best thing that one can be given, absolutely, is al-iman wa jaza'uhu, faith, sincere faith, and the recompense that comes with faith. The greatest thing that somebody can be given in this life is the iman, and in the hereafter, the recompense of al-iman, the reward that comes with al-iman. What is the reward that comes with al-iman? The ultimate reward. Yes. Huh. The ultimate reward. There you go. To see Allah Azza wa Jal. To see Allah Azza wa Jal. To have the pleasure of Allah. To have the pleasure, Allah will be pleased with him and he will not be angry with them ever. And then he will allow them to see him and he will speak to them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that's the reward of faith. That's the reward of sincere faith. To be in paradise. To have Jannah. And to see Allah Azza wa Jal. And to have the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the greatest thing that somebody can be given, the greatest gift, yani, is the gift of faith, and the recompense and the reward that comes along with that. So based upon that, he says, "Wahuwa la yatahakku illa birimtihani." But that faith and that reward cannot be realized and actualized and verified except with the test, because anybody can say they believe. Anybody can say they believe. That part is the lip service is easy. They say they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah tested them, yani, with obedience and following him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there will be tests. There will be tests to see who believes. Test with wealth, and test with poverty. Test with good times. Test with bad times. The life is a test. The life is a test. So a believer, he's going to be tested. Ibn Qayyim likewise, he mentioned al-fitna to kiru al-qulub, kiru al-qulub wa mihakku al-iman. He said that the fitna, the trials and the tests, this is the kir. The kir is like the thing the blacksmith he uses, the bellows that he uses, the blacksmith he will use to heat up and to burn the iron and to purify the iron and the likes like that. Whenever he's making the items with the fire and the heat, it will heat up the metal and the likes like this. So Ibn Qayyim, he's saying that the fitna is like this for the hearts, and that it purifies the heart. Wa mihakku al-iman is the scale of faith. It's the scale of faith, and the measuring stick. How do you measure someone's faith? Put him in fitna. Everybody is good, worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. When times are good, come to the masjid. He's got money, but when it gets hot. Whenever difficulty comes, whenever things are not going well, where does he turn to now? Some of them, they'll turn and they'll give up for faith and they'll have doubts and the likes like this because of a weakness in iman and because of a weakness in the heart. And many of these affairs proceed from a weakness in knowledge. Knowledge of tawheed and knowledge of the usul al-iman, beginning with the iman in Allah Azza wa Jal and his decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who has success, then he will have strong faith. And you have strong knowledge, and you have correct knowledge, and this will be a means for him to be upright and steadfast. So he says, "Wabiha," and he bil fitna, yatabayyanu sadiqu min al-kadhib. And by way of this fitna, the one who is truthful. I mean, truthful in his faith, truthful in his shahada, truthful in his shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah. The fitna will clarify who's truthful in this. The fitna is going to clarify who's truthful in this. And who is not truthful, and who is not truthful. Then he mentioned the same verse. So he says, "Rahimahullah, fil fitnatu qasamat an-nas ila sadiqin wa kadhib." So the fitna, the trials and the tests of life, they have divided the people into truthful and a liar. Truthful and liar. Wa mu'min wa munafiq. And the one who is a believer and the one who is a hypocrite. Wa tayyib wa khabith. And the one who is good and the one who is wicked. فَمَنْ صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا كَانَتْ رَحْمَةً فِي حَقِّهِ وَنَجَى بِصَبَرِهِ مِنْ فِتْنَةٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْهَا. And the one who is patient the one who was patient at the times of fitna, then it will be a mercy for him. The fitna is a mercy for him. And we have seen a whole lessons about the affairs of patience. Al-Qa'ida fi sabr, and the principle with regards to patience and how dealing with them is actually a mercy. This is what he's saying likewise. So the one who is patient in the face of fitna and trials, whether it's with prosperity or with hardship and difficulty, then it will be a mercy for him. This will be a mercy for him. And there's a number of ways how that is a mercy. And he will be safe and he will win, yani, by way of his patience from a fitna that is even greater than that. From a fitna that is even greater than that. So he will taste the fitna and go through the hardships in this life and be patient with that, and in turn being safe from a greater fitna. What is that? يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. Yani, the fitna of the hellfire. The people are tried in the hellfire, yani, with the punishment of flames and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, they will be patient and they will go through hardships in this life and difficulties, and they will meet hardship and they will have pain, painful experiences in this life. Yani, the hardships of life, but they'll be patient for the sake of Allah, and it will be a mercy for them. And in the end, they will have delight. They'll have delight. They'll have delight, and they'll be safer from that greater fitna. And he said, "Rahimahullah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَقَعَ فِي فِتْنَةٍ أَشَدْ مِنْهَا." And whoever is not patient with the trials, then he will fall into a fitna that is worse than that. A fitna that is worse than that. And if the one who is not patient at the time of trials, then he will fall into something worse than the trial than itself. And that is the weakness of the heart and the weakness of faith. And he will fall into sin even worse than that, which will lead him to the punishment of the fire. To the punishment of the fire. So the point is that a believer, he'll be tested in this life. And he'll be tried in his faith. And those who those before they were tried in a great manner. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يقوله الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله. They were tried. Do you think that you're going to go to paradise, you're going to enter Jannah, and you're not going to be tried like those who were tried before? Hardship and difficulty touched them until the extent that the messenger, he said, متى نصر الله, and those along with him. ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Verily, the help of Allah is near. Then they were tried greatly. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were tried with hardship and difficulty, but they were patient, and the outcome was for those who believe. This verse here in Surah Al-Baqarah, subhanAllah, just came to my mind before the adhan. Yani, requires tafsir to see the meaning of it. So based upon that, we have homework tonight. So we hope some of the brothers will research this verse. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. وَزُلْزِلُوا, and they were shook. زُلْزِلُوا literally means the literal term, they were shook. Yani, do you think that you'll enter paradise? And that which had occurred to those who preceded you, will you not be tried like them? And they were touched by hardship and difficulty, and they were shook until the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who believe along with him, they said, "When is the help of Allah coming?" Allah inna nasrullahi qareeb. Verily, the help of Allah is near. So the point is, a believer, he'll be tested, he'll be tried, and this is the sunnah of Allah azza wa jal. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who are firm and they have trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal, He will aid them and support them and He will help them. And they will see amazing affairs. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts his trust and reliance upon Allah, then he will suffice him. So to remove the weakness of the heart is to have certainty in the promise of Allah, and the decree of Allah, and the command of Allah, and to have true, strong, firm reliance and faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise in the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani this rabt of the heart and this tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be safe from khidlan and abandonment, is to know the shahada, and la ilaha illallah, and what it means and requires, and to strive to conform to that, and to comply to that, and to know the shahada, the Muhammad and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to know what it requires and necessitates, and likewise to restrict oneself to that, and to hold fast to that. At this time, a believer, he will have much good in this life, no matter what faces him, no matter what faces him. After this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and in the verses that have preceded clarified that the first one, then, that Allah, he gives them the believer's faith. Those who are firm and those who are strong, then Allah will strengthen their hearts. Allah will make their hearts firm, and he will grant them the light of iman and faith and make them firm by way of that. And then he clarified in the next verse that the people are going to be tried and tested. That they're not, it's not just sufficient that a person is going to say, I believe, and he will not be tested. Rather, he will be tested. Rather, he will be tested. And now he mentioned another verse, rahimahullah, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the meaning of which is, and they said, O Musa, meaning the children of Israel, Banu Israel, they said to Musa, whenever he called them to go into Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, the holy land that they were promised. And in that land there were some tyrants, and there were people that had much authority, and they had power, and they had strength, and they had might. They're strong people. They were not weak. They were not weak. And then the messenger of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, called them to go there, and to go to that land. And they said, "Qalu ya Musa, inna fiha qauman jabbarin." They said, "Oh Musa, but there's some really strong and powerful, tyrannical people there. Yani, they're not gonna go there. Yani, qalu ya Musa, inna fiha qauman jabbarin." What's the rest of the verse? "Inna la nadkhulaha hatta yakhruju minha, fa in yakhruju minha fa inna dakhilun." After that, two men came. فَقَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنَّمَا اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا أُدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابَ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَارِبُونَ. And two of the righteous men who feared Allah Azza wa Jal came to them and told them to enter. وَاللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And put your faith and trust and relies upon Allah if you're truthful. But then after that, they said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا اذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. They said, Musa, we're never going to go in there. So long as those tyrannical and those strong and powerful people are over there, we're not going to go in there. You and your Lord go. We're sitting here. You and your Lord go. We're sitting there. This is from a weakness of faith and a weakness of heart. And at the time of trials and tests, and this is a great test for them, but they felt weak. Their hearts were weak, and they and cowardice and came into their hearts, and they were afraid. And this is because of a weakness in the reliance, the dependence, and the trust upon Allah and the decree of Allah likewise. And at this time, he's the prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Allah Musa alayhi salam, one of the greatest prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what they, اذهب أنت وربك, go, you and your Lord go and fight. فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. We're going to sit right here. We're not going nowhere. This is what they said, subhanAllah. This is an example here of the weakness of the heart. Of the, whenever the obedience is established and a person is called to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will not leave that and turn away from that. Whatever the case may be. He will comply to the command of Allah, and he will submit and surrender to that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla, regardless of who is calling him or whatever the issue may be. And so this is the case. And something similar like this, and on the other hand, it happened in the time of the Badr, the Battle of Badr, whenever the Muslims, they had left just to go counter to meet the caravan. They went to go to get a caravan, and they were a few in numbers, and they were not many. And then the caravan got away, and then Abu Sufyan and his army, they were about to meet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sought consultation from his companions. And Abu Bakr, he spoke, radiallahu anhu, and some of the Muhajirin, they spoke. And the majority of them were the Ansar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sought some advice. What do y'all think? And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, he stood up at this time. And he said, if you presented to us the ocean right now, and you went in the ocean, we'll go with you in the ocean. We'll enter the ocean with you. Wherever you go, we're not afraid to fight. Yeah, he said, نَحْنُ سُبُرٌ عَلَى الْحَرْبِ. We're very patient at times of harb. وَصُدُقٌ عِنْدَ الْلِقَاءِ. We're truthful whenever we meet the enemy. And then another man, likewise, Miqdad, Ibn al-Aswad, it's been narrated, this one is in Sahih Bukhari, that he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, we're not going to be like Banu Israel. Don't think we're like Banu Israel. And we're going to say this, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. Said, اذهب أنت ربك ونحن نقاتل معكما. They said, verily, you and your Lord go, and we're going to fight with you. He said, we're going to fight on your right. You'll find us on your right and on your left and in front of you and behind you. And we will defend you in every situation. And then the Prophet became very happy. He became very happy. And they had a great victory. And they had a great victory in this battle, even though they were outnumbered. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rabata ala kulubihim wa thabata aqdamahum. And Allah, He gave them strength in their hearts and firm in their faith and made their feet firm. And Allah, He sent angels to aid them. So a believer, yani, this is the example of a believer. He will not be like that. This is from a weakness in the heart. Whenever a person is called to salat, he's not afraid of what the people will say about him. Whenever a believer, the time for salat comes, and he's in a public place, for example, or he's somewhere, there's no masjid around, he's not going to delay his prayer, afraid of what the people will say about him, or afraid that the people are going to look at him, or they're going to talk bad about him. If he has to go out and he has to be in a situation like this, he has to pray. He has to pray. If that's the case, then stay at home until the prayer is over. If somebody's going to use an excuse like this, this is not an excuse. And because you're afraid or you're scared, you just pull over and you go somewhere, you find some place, and you pray. And like this, you fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Other people there, as mentioned before, about the wealth and the lights like this, just suffice and have certainty in the decree of Allah and the command of Allah and the promise of Allah. And take the provision that is halal and leave off that which is haram. And fear Allah Azza wa Jal and not fear the people. Like this, the author, he mentioned the next verse, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And he mentioned the verse of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and from mankind, or from the people, there are those, they say, we believe in Allah. But whenever they are harmed in the path of Allah, and whenever they are harmed for their religion, they make the fitna and the trials or the harms of the people like the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So just as a believer, he fulfills the obligations and stays away from the prohibitions because he's afraid of the punishment of Allah. And they will be in accordance with the decree of Allah and the command of Allah because they're afraid of the punishment of Allah. These people, they will treat the punishment of the people like this. And they will flee from the punishment of the people and the blame of the people and the fault of the people. And they will agree with them and be in accordance with them, afraid that the people may harm them. But in return, they have actually only exposed themselves to the anger of Allah. And to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore they treat the punishment of the people like the punishment of Allah. Yani the punishment of Allah, one will flee from that and he will flee to Iman and certainty and sincerity and obedience and compliance. Yani in order to avoid the punishment of Allah. So these people, they do the same thing. They will flee to them and they will comply with them and they will be in accordance with them and they will sell their deen yani, in order to agree with them, yani afraid of their punishment. But a believer in this life and in the hereafter, there's going to be hardship. There's going to be pains that one deals with. And a believer, he will deal with the pains and the hardships in this life that he faces from the people and the likes like that to avoid the greater harm and pain in the hereafter that's everlasting. That's everlasting. As for those people with weak faith, then they will sacrifice. And they will get out of some of this painful situations and hardships and difficulties in this life by pleasing the people at the price of their deen, at the cost of Allah Azza wa Jalla, only exposing themselves to a pain and to a hardship and difficulty that is not from this life, any from the punishment of the hereafter. So a believer, he will not sacrifice his religion, and this is from the strength in the heart. So a believer, he's always hoping for his heart to be strong. And this is by remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. And taking this life seriously and remembering Allah, remembering His commandments, remembering His prohibitions, remembering His legislation, remembering His meeting, remembering the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in every situation and circumstance, in order to be firm upon His deen, to be firm upon His deen. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.